episode 37. I welcome your feedback. Welcome to Pole Data Soulmate Relationship Talk. I'm your host, Antriana E. Stone, the love advocate, where everything is always about you, internally and externally. Be sure to tune in weekly on Wednesday for our new episode. And don't forget to invite a friend. This week's episode, I'll be narrating from the book, Pole Data Soulmate, Esther's Story. And our sponsor, Get More in Life Coaching, will give away 3 signed copies to the first 3 listeners that comment on this week's episode. Go to poledateorsoulmate.com for details. Thanks for listening. Elizabeth and Rachel stared at each other as they exited the car, not knowing what to expect. They slowly approached the front door, only wanting to see Esther as they always had, sweet, concerned, and eager to change her life for the better. The last time they parted, she was on a celebratory journey to plan her past 50th birthday. Rachel gently knocked on the door, and Esther appeared, dazed, a few long minutes later. All 3 women stood there in silence. It was as though Esther didn't know whether to let them in or not. Elizabeth opened the door for her and walked in. The women were silent as they looked around the house and saw things were out of order. Esther looked like a used rag doll that had been restuffed the wrong way. "Esther, your wrist." "Rachel, take a picture," Elizabeth ordered, noticing the red marks and bruises on her skin. "No, don't do it. It was my fault. All my fault. I told him to come in after he followed me. I wanted to relieve my frustration. I wanted to get home. Why didn't he stop?" Esther scrambled through her explanation of the event, but it was all jammed together in her panic. "Wait, was this a cop? Someone you trusted to uphold the law? Someone you go to when someone breaks the law? This one fool gives a bad name to the men in blue who want justice for victims. Yes, that is why I trusted him. I didn't think he could do something like this." Esther nodded, hugging herself. "Do you understand there could be more women like yourself? Don't let this bastard get away with it. We need to file a report," Elizabeth encouraged her. Elizabeth and Rachel both stood and grabbed Esther and cried as they hugged her, knowing what needed to be done. They felt Esther's pain in silence. There were very few words to be said. Rachel found a coat for Esther, grabbed her purse and shoes. She brushed her hair back from her face. "No meant no. They're not going to treat us women like we don't belong or like we're rag dolls to be used and then thrown away," Elizabeth angrily complained. She paced back and forth while Esther remained silent. They knew she would talk when the time came. "Esther, Esther, Esther, we will win. We will stand together and fight." The women left and proceeded to a nearby hospital to file rape charges against Officer Jeff Boyd. After that, they plan to go directly to the New York City Police Department, 13th Precinct. At the emergency entrance, a security guard asked them if a wheelchair was needed. At the same time, the ladies all replied, yes. It was a tense moment as Esther registered, while Rachel and Elizabeth sat in the waiting area. There were several people waiting. While Elizabeth was looking through a magazine, the news flashed about a Manhattan boutique had been burglarized and the female suspect had been apprehended. There, looking into the camera, was Esther's face. Elizabeth's whole body clenched as Rachel grabbed her arm. They seemed to be frozen in time. What the hell did I just watch? Elizabeth nearby shouted, Esther, not our Esther. Something is wrong. They immediately went to registration, but Esther had already been taken back. Rape victims, it seems, were taken back to collect as much evidence as quickly as possible. Esther laid in a cold room with her feet in stirrups, waiting to have a rape kit completed. More than an hour had passed when Rachel went to the front to question about Esther. They were told the hospital had documented everything and they were waiting for the officers to come and take her report. Can I get a copy of your documents? Elizabeth asked. No, sorry. We can't give our patient information to anyone but immediate family members or someone she's already designated to receive a copy of her records. Please check her authorization form for my name. Elizabeth knew Esther was an only child. Her parents were deceased, and they were the only ones close to Esther. She gave her full name to the nurse. Yes, there's a Rachel Max and Elizabeth Carter listed. The nurse checked their IDs and then asked them to follow her. They passed the area Esther was in, and they could see her talking to two officers. From the back, it appeared one was a male and the other was a female. The nurse explained that there was evidence of forced entry to Esther's body. She had torn tissues that were evidence of someone who'd suffered abuse against their will. We'll be giving her some sedatives and may keep her a couple of days for observation. She's showing signs of shock. Sometimes after a rape, victims may become suicidal or depressed, she explained. As her friends, she'll need your support. She may want to talk about it. She may not. Try to have patience and understanding. We will, the two women agreed. In the room they were in, another news alert flashed about the Manhattan boutique burglary, and Elizabeth tried to divert the nurse's attention away from the television. She did not want her to pass judgment on Esther. I'm sorry, I didn't ask before. What is your name? I'm Elizabeth. Julie? The nurse shook her hand. Please keep this off the records. But your friend will win as long as she doesn't give up. Here's my card, my cell number, and may I have yours. I've had patients I've sympathized with before. But out of all my years working as a nurse, I've never gone into the bathroom and cried mid-shift. Your friend is devastated. Apparently, she must have known the guy who did this to her. You don't know. It was a cop. She didn't know him, really. But she felt comfortable because he represented the law, Elizabeth explained. What precinct? New York, 13th Precinct. Wow, that is a relief. Different state and county. It was smart to take her to another precinct jurisdiction. Nurse Julie advised them to go back to the waiting area and explained that when everything was checked out, she called them to go back to see their friend. Rachel was glad that the nurse was nice and seemed to understand the pain and hurt Esther had suffered. Elizabeth understood going up against the men in blue could sometimes be difficult. She tried not to worry about it. The truth was there. They had evidence. She knew once the news hit the airwaves, lawyers were going to come out of the sky looking to defend such a high-profile case. She only hoped the right one for Esther would fall right into her lap. God, we're trusting you for this one. One of the good things about this is she'll live through it. She survived, Rachel said, as she and Elizabeth held hands in support of their friends. After a while, Nurse Julie called for them to come back. Rachel and Elizabeth joined their friend. Esther reached out to them for a hug. I can't believe I made it this far. I know the road ahead of me may be long, but with God and friends like you guys, I'll make it through. I'm going to make that bastard pay. Esther didn't understand why God had let the last 24 hours she had experienced happen. She knew there was a lesson in everything, though, and God still reigned in her life. He was her strength, and she needed to keep going. Esther dozed off while talking to Elizabeth and Rachel. Esther has already made her plan to fight, to win, and build her case against Officer Jeff Boyd. Stay tuned weekly on Wednesday to follow the storyline and see what happens. And in the meantime, if you would like to win a copy of Pole Data Soulmate Volume 2, please give your feedback. Or you can purchase the book online at Amazon.com if you care to be silent. Don't forget to invite a friend. And more importantly, thank you for listening. And in the meantime, always seek peace, joy, and love.